So good morning then, and welcome back to Thought for the Day. Today we're going to be looking at John chapter 17 and verses 15 and 16. But before we do that, we're going to commit our time to the Lord. So let's pray. Loving Father, as we come to you this morning, we ask that as we open your word that you might help us to understand it. We pray, Lord, that you'd help us to live in the light of the wonderful news that it contains. And Lord, we might be more like the Lord Jesus Christ, and we ask it for his glory and praise. Amen. So let me read then the verses that we're looking at this morning. John chapter 17 and verses 15 and 16. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. So sometimes when you're going through difficult things, when you're not sure which way is up, you can wish to be removed out of the situation that you're facing. Every day in our world, someone decides that they've had enough and runs away. They drop everything and disappear. And attractive as that might feel to us, it's not the answer for those who are Christians. At the moment, we see much in our news of the war in Ukraine. We see the women and children are being evacuated from cities that have become war zones. We see the mess that the bombs and the missiles are making, turning whole towns to rubble. And it's not surprising that civilians are being encouraged to flee. Yet much would be made of it, wouldn't it, if soldiers put down their guns and began to flee as well. As Jesus prays for his disciples, he knows that the Christian life is a battle, and this world is a battle zone, and we face a hostile and a vicious enemy. The evil one, as he is referred to here, is out to cause as many casualties as he can. It could be that we might expect Jesus to order a tactical withdrawal, as it were. Obviously, we are outgunned and outclassed by the evil ones. Left to our own devices, compared to the devil, we are as the civilians in Ukraine, best out of it. Yet we are not civilians. Jesus Christ is our commanding officer, and he's not about to surrender to the attacks of the evil one. Jesus Christ himself has already landed the victory blow on the evil one. On the cross, he has defeated the devil and conquered sin. The devil is a defeated and a spent force. Yet even as in a battle, a retreating, defeated force likes to cause mayhem as it withdraws, so the devil is pleased to harass and to hound God's people to make them think that they cannot cope. So Jesus, instead of praying that his people might be removed from the fight, removed from the world, seeks that the Father's hand be upon his people, that they might instead be equipped and defended from the attacks of the evil one. What he is praying is that the Holy Spirit might be at work in our lives, equipping us to stand against the onslaught of the evil one. Or as we might read in Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 13 to 18, we're told, therefore, to put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, we may be able to stand our ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with a readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. So here is this understanding that the Lord Jesus Christ is interceding for us, and he's interceding in such a way as that he's asking that the Holy Spirit might be sent into our lives and might equip us to be able to stand. So unlike Ukrainians who are fighting for their homeland, as Christians our battle is not that we want this world. It's not that we want to redeem it and make it a better place. Rather, our battle is to make Jesus known, to hold out our hope for eternity as we preach Jesus Christ. So our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's not about this world and the place in which we live. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's against those that are in the heavenly realms that are against Christ. That's where our battle comes. So our homeland will be found wherever Christ is. We belong to him. He is our reason for being. He is our home. We can stand against the evil one only because Jesus Christ intercedes for us, only because he has sought our protection. I feel very sorry for the many in this world who know nothing of the protection that believers have in Christ. You know, no one can touch a believer's soul, for they are secure in Christ. Yet those without Christ are the playthings of the evil one. Oh, that God would open the eyes of the blind and turn them to Jesus today. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would do that very thing, that you would open the eyes of the blind, that those who do not know you this day would turn from their sin and seek the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour. And we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you intercede for us at the Father's right hand. We thank you that you have prayed that we might be protected. And we thank you, Lord, that you will honour, Heavenly Father, that you will honour that prayer and that you will protect your people. And that one day we will spend all eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we praise you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.